Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the topic of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. Until now, we've seen Mamish Neflos, Mitaras Hashem, Siyata Deshmaya. And now, B'Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, I'd like to continue. And this should be a S'chus for Kol Olam Kulo, Shakarish Baruch Hu Yatzilenu, Me'amagefa, Anora, HaMishtoleles, V'Kol Olam Kulo. And we should have a Yeshua Gedola that should emerge from this. It's again based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol of David Yitzchak Manzatzal. Rashi, Masechet Bava Kama, and Afnin Vava Mbeis Dibor Maschil below, talks about being Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. And Rashi says, someone who's osek b'mitzvah doesn't have to give bread to a poor person. They're osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Because one who's osek in a mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. And therefore, he is patur from giving food to a poor person when he is osek b'mitzvah. Rashi continues, and this is derived from the words "ubelechtecha v'aderech" in Meseches Sukkah. Ad kan midivrei Rashi. And there are a number of big difficulties with Rashi. And that is that Rashi emphasizes where we learn Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah from. Rashi gives the source. Rashi says that it's learned from Uvelechtecha v'aderech in Maseches Sukkah. Why does Rashi do that? Rashi doesn't have to tell us the source. Rashi could just go easy and say, Pashut, there's a klal of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, there's a klal gadol v'chol haTorah. So why does Rashi have to come on to the fact that there's a source of Uvelechtecha v'aderech, even without a source? It's a klal gadol in the Torah, Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. So in our context, he's osik b'mitzvah, he's a shomer. So memeila, he's patur min ha-mitzvah. So why do you have to tell us what the source is? To klal gadol b'shas, so asked, in the Sefer Meloh HaRoim. Meloh HaRoim asked an additional question. And that is that osik b'mitzvah is not learned in Masechet Sukkah from b'shiftecha, but from b'lechtecha v'aderech. It's learned from b'shiftecha b'veisecha. Only a chosen, you learn from b'lechtecha v'aderech. So why didn't Rashi write that it's learned from B'shiftecha B'veisecha? Why does Rashi come on to V'lechtecha V'aderech? So based on what we learned in the previous Shiurim, we can answer as follows. These two kashas, why does Rashi have to give us a source, and why does Rashi give us the wrong source? Why V'lechtecha V'aderech and not B'shiftecha B'veisecha? So there's a kasha of the Achronim, Beis Yankov, and you give you a whole list of Achronim who asked this kash. It's a big kash. Beis Yankov, and Ksubis, Mem Tesamit, Beis Nachlis Yankov, Ala Torah, same author, Yaakov Lorbaum, Ala Nesivis, Parshas Re'eh, Chedush Emar Yitzchayis, Sukkah Chof Heyam Ad Aleph, Imrei Bina Arachayim, Simen Yud Gimel, Tshuvis Beis Yitzchak, Yeredei Chelik, Beis Simen Tzamechei, or Sameach Lechos Yom Tov Perikim, Ala Chaches Ve'od Ve'od. So they all asked this kash, and that is that since Tzedakah has two lavim, Lo Sa'amitis Levav, Lo Sipotis Yadecha, not to close your heart and your hand, is a lav also. So how do we say that a person who's a shomer, somebody who's osik b'mitzvah, is patur from giving bread to a poor person because he's osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? Osik b'mitzvah is only a p'tur in mitzvah saseh, but it's not a p'tur in mitzvah lo saseh. You can't be over in a lo saseh achav machmas esek ha-mitzvah. So in the Imrei Bina and the Or Tzameach, they write that the whole lav is only when there's an aseh of patoach tiftach. That if you're not mekayim patoach tiftach, you're also over on the lavin. But if there's no esek, there's no lav. Since you're niftar min ha'esei, since you're patur from the asei, with the osek b'mitzvah, memela, there's no lav, ayin sham, in those achronim. That if there's no mitzvah, there's no lav. So memela, if Rather Rav Rashi says, Mela halacha is that if you're osek b'mitzvah and you're pater from tzedakah, tzedakah also has lav, and the answer is that you're pater from the aseh of tzedakah because you're osek b'mitzvah, mela you're also pater from the los aseh of tzedakah. So if that's the case, tanui inyan ze im al yidei osek b'mitzvah leka klal l'mitzvah hashniyah. Shashabir yeshlomar kanal shegam alavin letnehu. So this is really talui in the shaila of if through one being osek b'mitzvah, the other mitzvah is completely neutralized. The other mitzvah is completely negated. There's a ptur from the other mitzvahs we discussed at length in the previous shiurim. Then we can say that just like the asay is neutralized, just like there's no mitzvah asay, so too there's no lavin. And therefore we could say osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. But if it's only a ptur from the asek, that you don't have to get involved in mitzvah B, but mitzvah B still is still applies, is still incumbent upon you. Harei kishiyesh mitzvah, yeshnam halavim sha'alehem ein kol ptur. When there's a mitzvah, so they still have the lavim, you can say to me, okay, you're patur from being osek in mitzvah B. But mitzvah B is still there. Seder, so what about the lavim? Okay, so you're pturin the asek. You're pturin the asek of the mitzvah say of tzedakah. What about the lavim of tzedakah? Where did they go? They didn't just disappear. They only disappear if the asay disappeared, but here the asay didn't disappear. Vahajakusha leduchta? Kim tzedek the kasha, as they say in Portuguese. The question comes right back at you. So now we can say that that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi was bothered. How? Are you pater from tzedaka? And they're two lavin. How are you pater from tzedaka when they're two lavin? What are you going to do with the lavin? So therefore Rashi says, this is learned from Ubelech de Chabaderech in Sukkah. What is Ubelech de Chabaderech telling you? Ubelech de Chabaderech is telling you it's a kamash malan on the ptur chasen. And as we discussed in the previous shiur, why is a chasen pater? A chasen isn't pater because of osek b'mitzvah. That's from b'shiftecha b'veisecha. From b'shiftecha b'veisecha, he's pater because he's busy with the mitzvah. And memela, he is pater from being busy with any other mitzvahs. From b'lechtecha v'derech, you get a chasen. Why is a chasen pater? Because of the etzem mitzvah. If he has a mitzvah to do, of bias mitzvah, and he's thinking about it, so that adds a mitzvah patrus, even though he's not actively doing anything. And therefore, since it's out the ptur chasm, which is machmas mitzvah atzma, and since it's machmas mitzvah atzma, there is no longer an asay. Remember, because what does the mitzvah itself do? If you have a mitzvah, if it would just be a ptur out asek b'mitzvah, but this and the other, the mitzvah B still applies, just because you just ptur out osek b'mitzvah, the mitzvah B still applies. But Rashi's telling you it's in the category of the chasm. What's the category of the chasm? That it's out to the mitzvah itself, not out to the asek. And what does the mitzvah itself do? The mitzvah itself cancels mitzvah B. Mitzvah A, the etzem, if it's a mitzvah b'etzem, it cancels mitzvah B. היינו כנ"ל שכמשמעלן השנייה על פטור החתן אינו מחמת העסק, אלא מחמת המצווה עצמה דשוב לקה כלל עשה, ומילא לקה לאווין. So there's no longer an assay, and ממילא, there are no longer any לאווין. ומשום אחי, אמנם פטור ומדין עוסק במצווה, מליטין ריפתא לעניא, and if so, indeed, מצד הפטור, he's pater midin osek b'mitzvah from giving the bread to the poor person. Why is he pater from giving the bread to the poor person? Because you don't have to worry about the lavin. Why don't you have to worry about the lavin? Because the etzem mitzvah paters him, meaning that mitzvah B is neutralized. It's not just that he's patur al to osek the mitzvah, because if it was just osek, then mitzvah B still exists, and mamele, you don't have to be osek in mitzvah B, you still have the lavin, and then you have no more patur. But if you say it's because of the etzem mitzvah, al tchosen, that the etzem mitzvah patters him, as we discussed at length, you have to hear the previous shir, I hope you did, that tchosen patters you, that the mitzvah itself patters you from mitzvah B lagamre, there's a patur gamur, and mitzvah B, so no, there's no longer a lav, and that's what Rashi's coming to answer. Why is there no longer a lav? Because it will lech l'chabaderech, which means chasen. It's not the etzem mitzvah patters you. The fact that there's mitzvah A means that there isn't mitzvah B. Not just the asek in mitzvah A, because that means that you're just patter from being osek in mitzvah B. The mitzvah B is still there. You're just patter from doing it. And then the lavim still exist if the mitzvah B is still there. But if you say that it's mitzvah, the mitzvah itself, and not the asek in the mitzvah, so the mitzvah itself patters you legamri, mitzvah A patters you legamri from mitzvah B. And that's why Rashi mentions chasen. That's why Rashi brings the source. Because it's derived from that source. It's derived from, it's not just telling you in general, daval klali kaze, that osek b'mitzvah patr min ha-mitzvah, but he's telling you that osek b'mitzvah patters you me'ha-mitzvah shnia legamri. And the makor is, v'lech t'chavaderech. So Rashi has to tell you the makor, to tell you that I'm not just telling you a mir osik b'mitzvah patur mana mitzvah, but I'm telling you an even bigger chiddush that patur is legamre. Rav Elchanan, in his Kovetz Shiurim in Bava Basra in Osmem Ches, writes that this inyan in Staka she'ein ba'lav ba'osek b'mitzvah kevin she'ein b'zeh asay, we can only say that there's no lav for Staka. When there's no asay, that would depend on the shayla if you have to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah again, that he was mekayim ba'odo osek b'mitzvah. In other words, if he doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah, if he was mekayim mitzvah B when he was osek in mitzvah A, and he has to be mekayim it again afterwards when he's no longer osek in mitzvah A, so that would teach us that it's a patur gamur. And if he doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah B, that he was mekayim when he's osek in mitzvah A, that teaches us that it's not a patur gamur. Apparently, that's what Rav Elchanan is saying. Ayin Sham, that's what he's really saying. I didn't see it inside, just going based on what's quoted here. And Memela, that's exactly what we're saying. And we're saying it's all Talui if there's a Ptur Gamur. It is if there's a Ptur Gamur, then you don't obviously have to be Mekai in the Mitzvah again, Mitzvah B again, if there's a Ptur Gamur and Mitzvah B when you're all sick in Mitzvah, when you're doing Mitzvah A. And if you don't have to be Mekai in Mitzvah B again, it means it's not a Ptur Gamur. And if it's not a Ptur Gamur, that means that the Lavim are still there. But that's exactly the Mahalach that we have presented. The Rambam, Ayin Sham, the 13th Perek of Gzela Ve'Aveda, Halacha Yud, he writes, V'chol zman she'aveda etzlo, im nignava v'chulei, she'shomer aveda k'shomer sacharu, v'pnei shu osek v'mitzvah, v'niftar mikama mitzvah sasei, kol zman shu osek v'shmirasa. So he says that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar, because he's Osek B'mitzvah, and he's Pater from a number of mitzvahs asay, as long as he's Asuk B'shmirah, so as long as he's involved with the Shmira. But it's hard to understand this Rambam. What does it mean, Sheniftar Mikama mitzvahs asay? Vikra hu me rifta la'anya, have a revach mamoni la'asoso ayideze l'shomer sachar. Mazayinyan liftar mi mitzvah stam shekasav a Rambam. This Shomer Sachar is Pater from giving the bread to the poor person, when he doesn't have to give the bread to the poor person. So that is a monetary gain. And because of this monetary gain, he becomes a shomer sachar. He's gaining money from this shmir. So therefore, we call him a shomer sachar because he's patur from giving rifta la'anya. But who says that he's patur from all mitzvah saseh? Gemara just says that he's patur from giving rifta la'anya. And this kasha was already asked by the Evan HaEzel, there on the Rambam, other Achronim, Ayin Sham. So, on the kasha from the Lavin of Tzedakah, in other words, that we asked before, that when you give Tzedakah, that when someone asks for Tzedakah, there are also Lavin involved. So how can we sell a mitzvah patur mina mitzvah? So writes the Kovet Shirim, and also look at the Beis Yitzchak that we mentioned, that we can say, "Shani korei achshav midvrei Rav." I'm reading from the words of Moreno Rabbeinu Agona Gadol. "V'yesh lomar v'yisod hadin eino talui ba'asei o lo ta'asei, ela bekum va'asei v'shei v'al ta'asei. V'chol shu shei v'al ta'asei niftar gam belo ta'asei." But the yisod hadin is not talui in whether it's an essay or a los essay. But rather, it's totally whether it's a kum v'aseh or a shev v'al taseh. If it's a shev v'al taseh, then you're also pater from los aseh. Which means that if you are involved in mitzvah A, then you don't have to do mitzvah B. As long as mitzvah B is a shev v'al taseh, even though mitzvah B might be a lav. So not giving tzedakah is a shei v'al taseh. So you're right, it might be a lav, but it's a shei v'al taseh. And being involved in mitzvah A patters you from shei v'al taseh. So therefore, this shomer sachar is patter from giving tzedakah to the ani, patter from giving the loaf of bread to the ani, because he is involved in a mitzvah, and that patters you from shei v'al taseh and stuck with the shei v'al taseh, even though there's a lav involved. V'zei yitachem rak im hu p'tur be'esek, shekol esek p'tur hu mimenu, af al pi sheyesh alav et hachiyuv ha-mitzvah taseh or lo taseh. So this is only possible, this teretz, to say, if we hold that you have a p'tur when you're osek, that every esek you're pater from, even though you have a chiyuv mitzvah essay or los essay. The very fact that you are osay patters you from everything else, whether it's an essay or a los essay, as long as it's something passive, as long as it's sheval passive, your asek patters you from anything else, even a los aseh, if it is a shei v'al taseh. Aval im hu p'tur b'chalot ha-mitzvah, lo sheyach ze klal v'lo taseh, shehu isur v'akat yasur. But if it's a p'tur in the chalos mitzvah, it's not shayach at all to say the los hasei is cancelled out. How can you cancel out the los hasei? The los hasei is an iser, and it remains aser. How can you say that being involved in mitzvah A makes mitzvah B, makes iser B not aser? Makes, well, I don't know if it's iser B because there's no iser A. But how can you say that if you're osek in mitzvah in a mitzvah, that something else is an aser because you're osek in the mitzvah? Apitom, it's still aser. It's still aser. Just because you're doing a mitzvah doesn't mean the mitzvah neutralizes the iser. It's still going to be aser. All you can say is that I'm busy with this mitzvah, so I don't have to do other mitzvahs. either ases or los ases, as long as, as we said, the los ases are b'shei bal taseh, so I don't have to worry about them. It's more kal b'shei bal taseh, because I'm busy with mitzvah. So we're not saying that there's no iser involved. There still is an iser. But I'm putter now from that iser because I'm busy with mitzvah. So I don't have to worry about the iser. But if you say that pshat is that the mitzvah neutralizes the iser, not pitom that a mitzvah should neutralize an iser, it's still aser. What makes it unaser? If it's a ptur b'chalos ha-mitzvah, who said it's a ptur chalos iser? And we don't see. We only see it's a ptur b'chalos ha-mitzvah, not a ptur b'chalos iser. It's still aser. V'zeu shekatav ha-Rambam sheneftar al yidei heyoto shomer avida mikama mitzvot aseh. And that's what the Rambam meant when he said that you're pater because you're a shomer aveda from a number of mitzvot aseh. V'imhaya ze bitul b'mitzvah atzma ein svara shemitzvah achat tevatel kama mitzvot. If it was mitzad bitul the mitzvah itself, there's no svara to say that one mitzvah can be mevatel a number of mitzvahs. How do you say that? You'd say osek b'mitzvah patur on a mitzvah means mitzvah A neutralizes mitzvah B, but you're not chayv in mitzvah B. Okay, that's terrific. But how do you say that mitzvah A neutralizes B, C, D, E, F, and G? That's going already too far. Now, you can't be mevatel all those mitzvahs. No svara that one mitzvah is going to be mevatel a whole bunch of mitzvahs. I get it. One mitzvah is mevatel. Mitzvah is mevatel mitzvah. The mitzvah is mevatel six other mitzvahs. Ma pitam. V'rakom udin ba'esek sof sof mitasek hu b'mitzvah. So if you hold that it's a din in esek, that you're busy, so that busyness patters you because you're busy. Now, it's not pshat that one mitzvah is so powerful that it neutralizes so many other mitzvahs. It negates other mitzvahs, not pitum. But it's saying that you're busy with this. So I'm busy, memela, I don't have to do anything else. All I have to do is get involved with this mitzvah. And whatever, let the cards fall as they may. What's the expression? And whatever happens, happens. I'm osik in this mitzvah. So it's a lot more svara to say that if I'm osik in this mitzvah, that patters me from any other asik. From two mitzvahs, six mitzvahs, eight mitzvahs, I'm pater out my asik. Mitzvah itself can only neutralize mitzvah A, can neutralize mitzvah B. But being osek b'mitzvah patters you from everything. Pull you off the hook. Sof sof mitasek hu b'mitzvah ve'en alav od chiyuv la'isek ha'mitzvot. Like the Lashon of the Ran, he's no chiyuv to be misasek in other mitzvahs. V'zeo shekatav ha'ramam shekozman shosek b'shmirata. That's the Lashon of the Rambam here. Rambam says mipneshu that as long as you're osek b'shmirasa, neshu osek b'mitzvah, niftar mikama mitzvot asek kol zman shu asuk b'shmirato. As long as he is asuk b'shmirato, he's involved in this asek. So since he's involved in this Esek, we have a tour from Esek and other mitzvahs. And therefore the Rambam is taka correct. From a number of mitzvahs essays. The Gemara says, Riftalani, but it's any mitzvah essay. It doesn't matter how many. Because you're busy. You have this Esek. Once you have this Esek, so then you're pater from doing anything else. And that includes even los ases. Because you're too busy doing this, so as long as the los ases b'shei bal taseh, as Rav Elchanan says, you don't even have to do los ases because of your asek. Aber ze lo yitachen, if it would be a cancellation. If the etzem mitzvah cancels the los ases, that we don't see. But that you're too busy, that because you're osek the mitzvah, so I'm asuk. Since I'm busy with this, I don't have to get busy with anything else. A mitzvah doesn't have the power to neutralize an aver. Mitzvah can neutralize another mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. But an aver we don't find. But if you say a different svar, if you say the mahalach of the Ran, there was a rule that we've been discussing in the previous shiur, that the asek patters you, not the etzem mitzvah, but the asek, So that Asa can even pati from a los ases long as shevatas and a number of mitzvahs ases, like Rashi says in, like the Rambam says in Zeila Vaveda, Niftar Mikama mitzvahs ases. So here again, in this shir, we saw that this is so. We saw the two, we saw in Rashi and then in the Rambam. We saw in Rashi and Baba Kama that it's an p'tur in the Etzem HaMitzvah. That's why Rashi says the source. And that's how Rashi would explain why you are pater also from Los Asseis. Because the mitzvah neutralized the assay, and therefore the Los Asseis fall by the wayside. There are no longer any Los Asseis. And that's why if you're Osek with this Shmira of the Aveda, that's how you don't have to worry about the Los Asseis of Tzedakah. You don't have to worry about the Los Asseis of Tzedakah, because Los Asseis of Tzedakah, like we saw in Echronim, only apply when there's the Asseis of Tzedakah. But when there's the Asseis of Tzedakah, but there's no Asseis of Tzedakah if you're Osek b'mitzvah. Because the Etzem mitzvah patters you. Mitzvah A patters you from mitzvah B. Oh, there's no mitzvah B, there's no Tzedakah. In the middle, there's no Lavim of Tzedakah either. That's what we saw in Rashi. And in the Rambam, we saw that the Shomer Aveda is Pater Mikama Mitzvahs. Why is he Pater Mikama Mitzvahs called Manchos Bishmas? It's a Ptur and Asek. So this Ptur and Asek is going to Pater him from Kama Mitzvahs. And even Averis B'Shev Al Tasa. Even that, because it's a Ptur and Asek. But if it's a Ptur and the Etzema Mitzvah, how does it Pater you from a few Mitzvahs? How does one Mitzvah Pater a few Mitzvahs? One Mitzvah can Pater another Mitzvah. How does one Mitzvah Pater a few Mitzvahs? The answer is because it's not the Etzem Mitzvah that Paters. It's the fact that I'm busy. So if I'm busy with this, we don't obligate me to get busy with anything else. That verb nifloy meod, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we will zocha now to have our fourth shir. And then you have b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, and if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us life and simchas chayim, and health, especially now that everything is so shaky in this world, nobody knows my yelid yom, Kodesh Baruch Hu should just give us all and our families and everyone we know, God's Klal Yisrael, should all be zoche l'chaim tovim v'aruchim, simchas halev, menuchas hanefesh, parnasa b'shefa, and we should be zoche b'karav mamish, as people are talking now, big rabbanim, tzaddikim, maybe this is it, this is the very, very last nisayon before the Mashiach, and we should be zoche b'karav mamish, v'bias, goyel, tzedek, v'meheira v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.